Labor unrest at United Airlines from the only group of workers not represented by a union. That's the subject of a story featured in Honolulu Civil Beat today. Political and opinion editor Chad Blair joins us this morning. How are you, Chad?
I'm good. Happy Monday, Catherine.
Happy Monday. So tell us about this story.
This is Anita Hofschneider's story. She reports on Micronesians, among others, here for Civil Beat. She's out of town, so I'm happy to fill in. This regards catering workers specifically, or rather it includes Micronesians here in Honolulu. There are actually other cities involved as well, Denver, Cleveland, Houston, and I think Newark, New Jersey. And what they're saying is that, hey, we want to unionize. They even made that request back in January. They want better pay. They want better benefits. And they feel that an overwhelming majority, about 70%, have signed cards to indicate that. That's coming from the union that's involved here, Unite Here Local 5. And they feel that they are really the only frontline employees for United that are still not unionized. About 80% of the carrier is covered by labor contracts.
Yeah, I was really surprised to learn that they have a catering staff. yeah. You know, it's amazing.
It is. Now, for United, they did send out a statement, among other things. They have filed a complaint with the National Mediation Board. They're saying that, you know, workers are actually being pressured to sign up for union coverage. They said there's misrepresentation about actual details. They've even said there's been some deception. So we have to give United Airlines its side. But for the Micronesian workers in particular, you know, it's not easy to make a living here in the United States and to fly back home. You know this because you're mm-hmm. from Guam. I'm from the Marshall Islands. It's about $1,600 on average round trip to fly because United has the only it really is the monopoly carrier for Micronesia. So that's a big frustration for them as well.
Right. And when most folks get jobs with the airlines, the big perk is, of course, travel.
Right. Exactly. But, you know, when pay and benefits are involved, that is a concern, too. And many of them, of course, send money back home to help folks because economically it's kind of tough in Micronesia.
Right. So where do things stand? Where does this go from here?
Well, we don't know. We're going to have to wait and see what the mediation board does. But Local 5 seems to be in for the long haul. United Airlines, of course, has been around for a very long time. Remember, it used to be Continental, right?
Mm-hmm,
and then they merged.
Yeah, kind of Air Mike.
United bought. Yeah, exactly, Air Mike. So I think this will be going on for a while, and we'll be sure to keep you posted.
All right. And I know that Civil Beat is about to launch a series of stories about some polls that you've been doing.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Catherine. Yeah, we're running the results of our survey on the governor's and lieutenant governor's race in Hawaii. Those should be running tomorrow. Nathan Eagle will have that story. It's on Wednesday, if I have my calendar today correct. I'll be covering the Congressional District 1 race. And we'll also be reporting later in the week on approval ratings for David Ige and Kirk Caldwell, also our congressional delegation. So it's going to be a pretty poll-friendly, politics-friendly week at Civil Beat.
So is this just the first that you're doing?
This is the first time that we have polled these races. We decided to wait until the legislature is over and before the filing deadline to run for office comes. That's next Friday. The Democratic Party, by the way, has its big convention in Waikoloa this weekend as well. So we figured pretty much the race would be settled by now. I suppose somebody could always enter at the last minute. But for now, most of us know who the main candidates are, so we mm-hmm. felt it was time to get the pulse of the people.
Are you going to the convention?
I am. I'm going to be in Waikoloa with Corey Lum, our photographer. It's 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. We're going to fly over Friday night and, you know, have to rent a car to go up there. But it'll be a full 2 days. Among the other things, all the major candidates will be there talking. They'll also be voting on a new party chair, something that they do every 2 years. I'm not sure whether Tim Vandeveer is going to ask for another term, but I know he's very active with the party.
Well, I know a lot of folks will be interested to see what your polls uncover. Any crumbs you can throw away?
Any little hints? I will. Nice try, Catherine, but I will say at least this much. Our numbers are different in some significant respects from the Star Advertiser poll from a couple of months ago. Now, mind you, that's just a snapshot of a time, but mm-hmm. our numbers will be different, particularly in the governor's race and a little bit different in the CD1 race, as we call it, lieutenant governors as well. So there will be some surprises. It's certainly to be the talk, I suppose, of the convention and the election cycle in general. So we're excited about these results and encourage everyone to go to civilbeat.org starting tomorrow.
All right. Okay. Can't wait. Thanks so much, Chad.
Thanks, Catherine.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat editor Chad Blair with today's reality check. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.